This is the download edition of the Wall Street Update on Thursday, the 22nd of October. I'm Lucy Burton. The European Central Bank says it will re-examine its €1.1 trillion quantitative easing stimulus program at its December meeting. That's central banker speak for, we might pump even more money into the Eurozone. It's a sign that the bloc's economic recovery remains decidedly lackluster. It came as no surprise that Mario Draghi, the head of the ECB, decided to keep interest rates unchanged at historically low levels. The markets reacted pretty favourably to this, though, as Kerry Leahy from Decision Economics told me a little earlier.
Well, essentially, Draghi has said that, once again, he'll do whatever it takes to help revive the Eurozone economy, which certainly spills over to any country in Europe, even if they aren't a member of the ECB, and I think that's helped assuage investors' worries about slow growth in Europe and the value of the euro. So it was very positive for European stocks, and that spilled over to the U.S. So enthusiasm about the European interest rate and growth outlook helped the U.S. outlook, too. And so it was a good day to be owning U.S. stocks.
And, of course, we've also had some tech stock results out just moments ago, Reed. What do we have there?
Well, there probably about as sexy a stock as you can think of is Google, and it's so sexy they're setting up a holding company called Alphabet to have Google be one of its subsidiaries, and they announced that they did even better than expected. So here's a company that people have sky-high expectations for, and it's doing even better than that, so that's another plus, too. That'll filter over into the start of trading tomorrow morning.
Just remind us about Google Alphabet, because it was something that was announced a little while ago, and I guess this was really the first indication of how successful it's going to be.
Well, if you think about the fact that you started out as a company with a search engine, and now they're getting involved in driverless cars and the like, what they're doing is they've gotten so big they're splitting up the operation so it isn't any one specific search-driven product, but search is part of the product because they've gotten so successful they can branch out. So they're going to become probably the first of what you might refer to as the tech conglomerates. Conglomerates refer to these companies back in the 60s and the 70s in their heyday that would make rocket engines and diapers. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but that's what happened with some of these companies. So Google may end up doing lots of things you wouldn't associate a search engine firm that started as that would actually do 5-10 years from now.
Do you think we could also call Amazon a conglomerate? Because, of course, they used to just sell books, and now you can buy practically anything off them, can't you?
Oh, absolutely, and then you end up having Amazon, though it isn't quite generating the profits of Google, may spill over into things. But they're basically taking information and taking it to the max in the retail space. They also are having a very successful business of servers and helping other people manage their own data. So they're branching out, but they haven't quite branched out quite as far afield as Google. But they've gone about as far as you can take retail. I'll take my hat off to them for that.
Kerry Leahy from Decision Economics. Well, on Wall Street, the Dow was up 1.9% at 17,489. And at the end of the day, in London, the 100 share index was also up 0.4% at 63.76. Gold is trading at $1,166 an ounce. And December, New York light crude oil was up 29 cents at $45.49 a barrel.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.